Topic 11. Reversibility. Engineers prefer simple, singular solutions to problems. Math tests that allow you to proclaim with great confidence that X equals 2 are much more comfortable than fuzzy, warm essays about the myriad causes of the French Revolution. Management tends to agree with the engineers. Singular, easy answers fit nicely on spreadsheets and project plans. If only the real world would cooperate. Unfortunately, while X is 2 today, it may need to be 5 tomorrow and 3 next week. Nothing is forever. And if you rely heavily on some fact, you can almost guarantee that it will change. There is always more than one way to implement something. There is usually more than one vendor available to provide a third-party product. If you go into a project hampered by the myopic notion that there is only one way to do it, you may be in for an unpleasant surprise. Many project teams have their eyes forcibly opened as the future unfolds.
But you said we'd use database XYZ. We're 85% done coding the project. We can't change now, the programmer protested.
Sorry, but our company decided to standardize on database PDQ instead for all projects. It's out of my hands. We'll just have to recode. All of you will be working weekends until further notice.
Changes don't have to be that draconian, or even that immediate. But as time goes by, and your project progresses, you may find yourself stuck in an untenable position. With every critical decision, the project team commits to a smaller target, a narrower version of reality that has fewer options. By the time many critical decisions have been made, the target becomes so small that if it moves, or the wind changes direction, or a butterfly in Tokyo flaps its wings, you miss. And you may miss by a huge amount. These are non-linear or chaotic systems. Apply a small change to one of its inputs, and you may get a large and often unpredictable result. The cliched butterfly flapping its wings in Tokyo could be the start of a chain of events that ends up generating a tornado in Texas. Does this sound like any projects you know? The problem is that critical decisions aren't easily reversible. Once you decide to use this vendor's database, or that architectural pattern, or a certain deployment model, you are committed to a course of action that cannot be undone, except at great expense. Reversibility. Many of the topics in this book are geared towards producing flexible, adaptable software. By sticking to their recommendations, especially the dry principle, and decoupling and use of external configuration, we don't have to make as many critical, irreversible decisions. This is a good thing, because we don't always make the best decisions the first time around. We commit to a certain technology only to discover that we can't hire enough people with the necessary skills. We lock in a certain third-party vendor just before they get bought out by their competitor. Requirements, users, and hardware change faster than we can get the software developed. Suppose you decide, early in the project, to use a relational database from vendor A. Much later, during performance testing, you discover that the database is simply too slow, but that the document database from vendor B is faster. With most conventional projects, you'd be out of luck. Most of the time, calls to third-party products are entangled throughout the code. But if you really abstracted the idea of a database out, to the point where it simply provides persistence as a service, then you have the flexibility to change horses in midstream. Similarly, suppose the project begins as a browser-based application, but then, late in the game, marketing decides that what they really want is a mobile app. How hard would that be for you? In an ideal world, it shouldn't impact you too much, at least on the server side. You'd be stripping out some HTML rendering and replacing it with an API. The mistake lies in assuming that any decision is cast in stone, and in not preparing for the contingencies that might arise. Instead of carving decisions in stone, think of them more as being written in the sand at the beach. A big wave can come along and wipe them out at any time. Tip 18. There are no final decisions. Flexible architecture. While many people try to keep their code flexible, you also need to think about maintaining flexibility in the areas of architecture, deployment, and vendor integration. We're writing this in 2019. Since the turn of the century, we've seen the following best practice server-side architectures. Big hunk of iron. Federations of big iron. Load-balanced clusters of commodity hardware. Cloud-based virtual machines running applications. Cloud-based virtual machines running services. Containerized versions of the above. Cloud-supported serverless applications. And, inevitably, an apparent move back to big hunks of iron for some tasks. Go ahead and add the very latest and greatest fads to this list, and then regard it with awe. It's a miracle that anything ever worked. How can you plan for this kind of architectural volatility? You can't. What you can do is make it easy to change. Hide third-party APIs behind your own abstraction layers. Break your code into components. Even if you end up deploying them on a single massive server, this approach is a lot easier than taking a monolithic application and splitting it. We have the scars to prove it. And although this isn't particularly a reversibility issue, one final piece of advice. Tip 19. Forgo following fads. No one knows what the future may hold, especially not us. So enable your code to rock and roll. To rock on when it can, to roll with the punches when it must. Time for a little quantum mechanics with Schrödinger's cat. Suppose you have a cat in a closed box, along with a radioactive particle. The particle has exactly a 50% chance of fissioning into two. If it does, the cat will be killed. If it doesn't, the cat will be okay. So, is the cat dead or alive? According to Schrödinger, the correct answer is both, at least while the box remains closed. Every time a subnuclear reaction takes place that has two possible outcomes, the universe is cloned. In one, the event occurred, in the other, it didn't. The cat's alive in one universe, dead in another. Only when you open the box do you know which universe you are in. No wonder coding for the future is difficult. But think of code evolution along the same lines as a box full of Schrödinger's cats. Every decision results in a different version of the future. How many possible futures can your code support? Which ones are more likely? How hard will it be to support them when the time comes? Dare you open the box?